Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and here with me today, Dr. Ron Castellucci. He is a 32-year chiropractor and currently an instructor at Sherman College of Chiropractic in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Castellucci.
Oh, thank you.
So you are teaching at the world's best chiropractic college right now. Congratulations for being part of that mission.
Yeah, it's been a great experience.
Whenever anyone asks about what the education to be a chiropractor is like, I feel like I have so many stories. I don't want to overwhelm anybody with what it is to be a chiropractor. But if you had to sum it up, since you're in it right now, what would you say it's like?
Intense. Mm-hmm. Students go through 5,000 hours of education. It's nearly 4 years with externships and a lot of hands-on experiences. So it's a pretty rigorous program that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I liken it to try to take a drink out of a fire hose.
Yeah,
for 3.5 years.
You could say that. Exactly. And we go all year round, so it's a little bit different than traditional college. Our school has 14 quarters, and so the students get very rigorous training. Our technique classes are, I think instructor to student ratio is about 10-1. And so they get a lot of, a lot of hands-on, very, very much, a lot of interaction with the instructors. Mm-hmm. We're a smaller school. We have about 500 students on our campus, and it's a very intimate, experience that the students have.
Well, I thank you for leaving practice for the full time and being there to educate our future chiropractors, because the world definitely needs more chiropractors.
Oh, absolutely.
And to be able to see families and see children and serve in the community, not just about neck pain and back pain, but really helping people live to their fullest potential through making sure that their brain and body is connected. Being subluxation free, it's such a calling. So thank you for being there to serve at Sherman.
Yeah, well, chiropractors are becoming more and more part of the family's healthcare. Family moves into a community, they look for a dentist, they look for their family doctor, and more they're starting to look for their family chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And so as this picks up, becomes more and more popular, more and more part of the culture, we're going to need a lot more chiropractors.
Absolutely. So I'll put the public service announcement out right now. If you're a high schooler and you're looking for a career path that will allow you to help people and serve people and really be connected within your community. If you don't have a family chiropractor and you want to come check out chiropractic at Crossroads Chiropractic, you can come job shadow us, come interview us. We'd love to share what it is to be a chiropractor with you. If you're already in college, that's great too. Before you go to chiropractic college, you need to complete at least 90 hours of basic sciences and basic college classes. So it's still a good time to decide to be a chiropractor. And Sherman, I will give you the high five. That's the place to be right now.
Cool.
So we've got just a few minutes left this morning, and you've been in practice for 32 years. What was the most surprising thing when you got out into practice? What were you most surprised about in being of service to people?
I think it was the interest that people have in chiropractic. I think in general, people are curious about chiropractic. And when we explain to them what it is that we do and if you will, our philosophy, right, our approach to health and our philosophy in chiropractic, I think it resonates with people simply because we're talking about something that they've experienced all of their life. If you cut your finger, for example, and your finger heals, you learn at a very early age that your body heals itself. And so when I explain chiropractic to people, people's ears perk up. They're like, wait, I know that. People resonate with some of the very simple concepts that I teach them in my practice. You know, and so they learn at a very early age that you know, some of the very principles that chiropractic is based on. So I think it's that was surprising to me, you know, the curiosity and the interest in chiropractic is pretty high.
And I love when people have that aha moment when they realize that the body's ability to heal itself is regulated through the nervous system. And so getting adjusted and having those subluxations removed is helping their body in a whole myriad of ways, not just removing their sciatic pain that they came in with.
Absolutely.
I like watching that.
Yeah.
Any other miracle stories that you have from practice?
Well, from very early on, you know, we see really cool changes with children, and I really encourage parents to consider having the whole family spine checked. I can remember distinctly a fellow who came in, and he was in his 70s, and he had diabetes for 10 years, and after getting adjusted, it may have been a couple of weeks. You know, he was getting some symptoms of dizziness and that type of thing, and it turned out that his pancreas started working, and his diabetes went away.
No.
And it's interesting because we don't treat diabetes. That's not the objective of chiropractic. We simply reconnected him to his life source. His body worked better, and apparently his pancreas and his, you know, that system of his body was able to regenerate or you know, begin to work again. And so it's kind of interesting. We see the babies respond really well, but you know, people in their 60s and 70s, they respond really well to chiropractic as well. And their body is capable of healing and you know, performing and functioning way beyond what they've been led to believe.
Mm-hmm. We should keep that in mind, that the potential for healing always exists, and not
exactly
to give up on ourselves or give up on our loved ones because of age or because of conditions that their body may be.
That's exhibiting. A great way of putting it.
Yeah. It's also never too early for your first chiropractic checkup, and likewise, never too late.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We see a lot of kids, a lot of babies, and you know, within days they'll come into the office, the key with these little ones is a proper analysis, and chiropractors are trained to do that. It's so much fun to see the changes, you know, in sleep patterns and in their feeding and that type of thing. But starting out in life with a healthy spine is so important.
So I have my ways of recommending ways to find a great chiropractor for your family. And I always like to ask other chiropractors, when you're sending someone that's moving away off to look for a new chiropractor to replace you, what kind of advice do you give them?
Well, I ask them to look at their website and that type of thing. Look for some keywords like wellness and family care and those types of things. I also point them to the ICPA website, which is, I think it's icpa4kids.com.
Yep, there's a .com and a .org.
Yeah,
ICPA,
yeah.
The the number four and then kids.
Number four, yep. Kids. And they have a search engine. And so I'll often direct somebody there because I know if somebody is with the ICPA and they've gone through that training, then they have family and they're family oriented, they're children oriented, and they probably are a little bit more gentle and a little bit more focused maybe with their adjustments, probably a little bit more like me. So mm-hmm. So that's generally what I'll do.
That is my same advice too.
Yeah.
Yep. The ICPA has an amazing website for both practitioners, but also for the general public. And they have, I think, the best compilation of research that you can look at relative to kids and chiropractic.
Absolutely.
So it's ICPA, the number 4kids.org. And that will link you over. They have a great publication called Pathways Magazine as well, which you can see online and you can subscribe to that. We have copies available for our practice members at the Crossroads locations as well. Oh. So that's a fantastic resource to share.
Excellent.
Well, thank
Excellent.
You so
and
much.
And you're well. Oh, it's been great.
I can't believe we're out of time already. Do you want to come back and be on the show again in the future?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. Dr. Castellucci has committed to coming back, talking to the people of New Hampshire again about chiropractic. Thank you for sharing your passion and your 32 years worth of experience with us. And we wish you well while you're teaching down at Sherman. And next time you're in New Hampshire, come stop by and say hello.
Will do. Thank you, Dr. Stephanie.
Until next time, we wish everyone a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on 107.7 FM, The Pulse.